when I have conversations with people, and it's because they're able to see things from a different point of view when you relay the information, you feel that they are able to enlighten you in some way. And it's not a big deal. I mean, I already know this about myself, or I think I know, but I think it was the best way to articulate my experiences in dating and relationships, which has been one where I was explaining to somebody about, you know, just some of the things I've experienced in my history of dating and being with people. And I could tell that I wasn't looking forward to finding someone else. Usually, it seems that the trend is when someone gets out of a relationship, right before they get out, they already have somebody lined up, ready to go. And I've never been of that mindset. If anything, I've been the opposite. It's like when I get out of a relationship or a commitment or something that has been exclusive, whew, I need a breath of fresh air. I need to get the fuck out, because what this person was noticing about what I was saying and explaining to them was that relationships are really draining to you, huh? And I'm like, yeah, they really are. That's why I don't look forward to the next one. Because it's what's happened in my history has been one where, and I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, so my apologies, but this is just how I feel. Like, I probably have partners that have felt they weren't fulfilled in various ways. And I totally understand that. And now it was their frustration, and they had expectations of me performing at a certain way. Well, guess what? I had those too. But the difference was that I tried to give you how I feel anyway. This is just me and my personal opinion. Like, I feel I give more to the person. I make more concessions than they do for me. And I guess that's the weird part for me, because when I realized that I go, or for a long time, I went into relationships loving unconditionally, meaning, okay, you drink every day. Okay, cool. I don't care. You want to have McDonald's every day? Cool. I don't care. Like, whatever you do, I'm cool with. I'm not going to change that. I may have a conversation to you about it. I may say, hey, I don't, you know, if you want to do meth, I don't know. I mean, that's long-term not good for you, but okay, you want to handle it, you handle it. And I think that many people cannot reciprocate that level of support and acceptance, because I know we're all flawed. I know we're all screwed up. I know that we have our inner demons, and just our inner secrets. I was watching this clip that I thought was resonating deeply with what I was saying, and this is how I've been trying to figure it out, but I haven't met someone that can match that level. It is when the couple was saying, it was a married couple, and they were just saying that their big key to a happy marriage was being able to convey whatever secrets, whatever fears, whatever things you felt people judged you for negatively and made you feel judged for, if the other person, if you convey that and the other person can accept that and still love you and still care for you as the person that you are, right? Because those things that you feel that may be taboo, that may be unconventional, that doesn't take away from the person that you are as a whole, right? And the couple, that's what they were saying, that if you're able to cultivate that world of whatever secrets or things that you're ashamed of other people knowing, and that person knows and they accept it and they love you for it and they care for you and they're accepting of it, then that's more than half the battle. That's what they were saying. It was like, if you're able to figure that one out and you can, you know, just communicate throughout the way, no problem. I believe adding to that is the variable of change, that whenever, you know, I always tell this to my daughter, like, the way she is now at 12 isn't the same way that she was at 8. Just like the same way she's going to be at 16, it's not going to be the same as now. There's going to be an evolution of changing. And I see this more with women than it is with men. Like, men, we get to a point in life where we're like, okay, we're on cruise control. We're working. Yeah, we're going to do our family trip. We do this. We're going to go to cornhole night, X, Y, and Z, right? Like, we're pretty much routine. We don't look at 40th birthday is no different than the 41st birthday. But with women, they are always self-reflecting and are always a moving target. more so than men. I'm not saying that men don't change either, but women are more dynamic in that sense. You know, I've met women from just, they go from one spectrum to the other. And they would be like, well, you know, I wasn't like this X amount of years ago. And I'm like, I get it. I understand it. I mean, an element of change has to be accounted for. But no one, but then what happens with me, and my experience is that I'm expected to stay stagnant. Like, okay, yeah, sure, you want these things done, but there's, you know, there's got to be something else you like, because I can't do that. I can't accept you doing that. I can't accept you talking like that. I can't accept you doing X, you know, whatever these things are that may bother you. That's what I get all the time. So it's a very hard thing for me to say, yeah, I want to be in a relationship when I feel it's been draining for me emotionally and financially, and I don't get what I want to experience in the relationship. I don't. And I feel that for many men and for many people out there that are settling, it's like a birthday gift. You know, like when, like as a guy, I'm used to getting gifts that I don't need, that I don't ask for. You know, like the way I don't care for anything tangible, unless it's like a PlayStation 5. I ended up getting a PlayStation 5, by the way. I slapped that on the credit card. I had to. Like, you know, and I rarely do impulsive buys like that, but the fucking thing has been missing since almost 2 years and shit. Like the PS5, you couldn't go to a Target, you can't go to a Walmart, you can't go to a store and buy, you can't go to Best Buy. And for many years, and then people are trying to sell them to you because they bought a bunch of them, you know, online, and now they're trying to mark up the price for the same thing that I would buy for $500. They're trying to sell it to me for $900. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not that desperate. No, I'm not gonna buy your PlayStation. No. And so I ended up getting it. Like PlayStation, Sony sent me an email, exclusive email for you to buy your own PlayStation. Of course I went in. Fuck. But anyway, but you see the point. It's like what I was going back to was that I'm used to getting gifts. Like if I was to tell somebody I want to get a PlayStation 5, the girl will look at me like, ah, I don't know nothing about that. Where that's what I want. I want a PlayStation 5. So you can't go out of your way and find a friend of yours that can look into getting a PlayStation 5 or somebody that you know, so you can give it to me and it makes me feel excited. You know, that's the experiences in a nutshell that I've had in dating and relationships, whatever capacity it is, that the woman is just not able to please me or want to live up to the expectations that I want. But I'm living up to theirs, or I'm trying to. And there's just more concessions on my end, and I don't feel any happiness. I feel like I'm limited. I feel like I'm not being able to be myself. And because of that, things don't end up working out. And I convey everything about me. It's not that I shy away. I say these things from the very, very beginning. I'll let you know. I'll say, hey, listen, this is how I work. This is how I like to think. I'm not saying that I can't change, but I just want you to know this is how I am as is. I always say this. It's an as is package. You got to accept the as is. Like when a person comes to me, if I don't like their smoking, if I don't like their drinking, if I don't like whatever it is they're doing, I have to accept it. I can mention something about it, but I'm not going to ride them on it. And women are not built that way. Like women are not like, and that's what I always try to tell the women is that, yeah, you want honesty, but guess what? Us guys that are sexually active and want to experience intimacy with you, because for the most part, men just want to have sex and have an intimate experience and then figure it out later. Like that's what you're going to get. Like you're going to get men that are going to pander and cater to what it is you want to hear. So if you say, I want a relationship, I want a commitment, I want to go do, I want someone to call me, I want someone to just show me a good time, well, guess what? A guy's going to line up and do all of that for you. And then after that, he knows he's going to be fucking you. And then after a few months of fucking or weeks, whatever it is, then you're going to see a change. Because once you get tired of it, people can only pretend to be who they are for so long. So in my case, I always tell people, I'll tell you who I am from day one, but guess what? That's going to be pretty constant throughout this journey with us, because I have taken the time to learn myself, to accept myself for my strengths, my weaknesses, for my flaws and my and the beautiful things that I provide. I got it all. You know, like I'm able to provide whatever it is that you want, ma'am. I got for you. But are you willing to give me this in return? And many of them say no. Many of them are like, eh, that's not me. And I get it. And I'm cool with that. But see, that's kind of what I'm always going to tell my daughter in these conversations is that I always tell my daughter, always get a nice guy. Always get a nice guy that respects you. I think respect and being non-judgmental to one another is the base. And then, of course, I want my daughter to know herself. Not fully know herself, but just know herself at this stage, right? So if she's like an 18-year-old dating, I'm like, who you are as an 18-year-old? What do you want to experience out of a relationship? What do you want to get from it? And how do you want to navigate in that relationship? And when you look for those answers, then you're able to build the kind of person you need to profile and look for. That's what I've done. You know, and I think for me, every experience that happens moving forward, it just fine-tunes my presentation. Not fine-tunes it in a negative way, but I'm able to be articulate and more precise with what I don't want to experience. And I think that for me, that's just been a huge thing. It's been realizing that I've been drained when I'm in a relationship with somebody and I don't feel like I'm getting things that I enjoy, want to enjoy out of it, which is not a lot, but it may be a lot for somebody else. You know, because I'm not asking somebody to be a mom to my child. I'm not asking them to pay my bills. I'm not asking them to do my laundry. I'm not asking them to cook for me. I'm not asking them to clean for me. I'm not asking them to, you know, all the things that men will want you to do. Like, I don't ask you for that. Like, I'm good. Like, I just enjoy great conversations. I enjoy somebody that is really deep and very open-minded, and you can have beautiful conversations with them without judgment, because that's what we have in this world right now, right? Like, we're not able to, I mean, comedians are being attacked for speaking their mind freely. So that in the culture that we're in, I think it's even more valuable for us to find people that we can truly share who we are and not be viewed as bad people. Just because you love Trump, you're not a bad person. You're a good dude. You're a good dude. I have neighbors that are the biggest Trump tards, right? And I love them. They're good people. They're great people, man. I hang out with them. I do things for them. They're my neighbor. If they need something, I'm here for them. I have friends like that. I don't care. Like, whatever you do, you do. But don't judge me or make me feel bad or not accept that about me. It's just not the way it works. So I think me shedding a light on that, knowing that relationships are draining to me because I never felt the reciprocation that I would give. I don't feel the unconditional support and acceptance. I don't feel like people don't understand my vibration, just like I'm willing to understand their filter. No one's willing to understand mine and know that I'm coming. You know, you got to trust the bond with me. You got to be able to say, you know, I trust this dude. This dude, yeah, he talks a little crazy. Yeah, these things are not sitting well with me, but, you know, he is at the end a good dude. I could speak to him and go from there. And I think that's the way we ought to be, you know, because I think that's the gift that we can give to one another. That's the greatest gift I can give to somebody I care for and I love, is loving you unconditionally without any judgment, you being open-minded about talking about your feelings and sharing them with me, and there being a trust that the things I receive from you, I'm not going to tell anybody else. And that's the part that I want to experience with somebody if I'm in a relationship. That's what I was saying to somebody, and I'm close with this, is that I've already been married. You know, I was already married. I was already in a relationship. I already have a kid. I've been in plenty of long-term relationships. So there isn't any desire to go there unless it's going to be a very satisfying experience for me. Because again, I know myself well enough to know that I'm willing to adapt and be giving and loving to in whatever capacity the other person needs me to, but I've never received the other in return. They've loved in their way and they've wanted me to accept that, you know, but instead of me wanting that PlayStation 5, they just want to give me a tie and they want to give me a nice wallet and they want to give me, you know, just some towels, some shit like that, where I'm like, I thank you. but I want this, you know, I want all of this. And this is how it is, man. So here we are, back in the drawing board, seeing what happens. Give it time. This ain't even my body. Just look me in my eyes, man. Ooh, you killing me softly. Now I'm in the class, singing up.